This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hold on. And then I'll take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're looking at the Classic Influence podcast. Kind of their tagline here is timeless lessons from legends of leadership, power, hustle, and grit. And for the record, boy, that's right on the line of terms of am I keyword stuffing for our friends at Apple Podcasts. Not sure how that's going to work. It's Johnny Welch, who is an author and speaker. That is keyword stuffing. So you want to just have your word there in your title, and you need to get really comfortable for the description. For the record, nobody's going to read all this. Just for the record, when I look at this, I just go, ugh. Here it is. The Classic Influence podcast explores the timeless lessons learned from the legends of influence, leadership, power, persuasion, charisma, hustle, and grit. Yep. Big old sentence filled with keywords. Wonderful. And so right now I want to tune out because as a human being, I go, yeah, I know what I'm in for. The rest of this is not going to have any value. Again, honest first impression. Whether you work in business or politics, education or entertainment, or whether you simply want to tap more of your potential power and find greater success, your capacity for influence is indispensable to getting the outcomes you desire. I'm not sure what that sentence means. That's a really long word. Whether you work in business, politics, entertainment, whether you simply tap more of your capacity for influence is indispensable to getting the outcomes you desire. Okay. So that's another word saying you're capable of doing more. Wow, very wordy. Influence is the master key to success. Sounds like a great bumper sticker. Distilled from the stories of history's heroes and today's superstars of success, this show is based on the idea that Isaac Newton once said, "We can see further by standing on the shoulders of giants. Look back over the past," wrote Marcus Aurelius, "and you can foresee the future too." So already I'm kind of like, you're going really long way to say what this show is about. I still don't quite get it besides the fact that we're going to quote old people. That's it. Drawing on his graduate school training at San Diego State, don't care, and Harvard, still don't care, as well as his training and his experience as a qualitative researcher at Columbia, still don't care, where he now teaches, John C. Welch, author of Mastering the Power Grid, thanks for the plug, reveals the most critical patterns and themes that surface in the research of those who mastered the power of influence, champions and heroes who stand as timeless legends of leadership, power, hustle, and grit. More keywords. And I don't mean to poo-poo. Your credentials are very impressive. I'm just saying, I don't care. You can have great credentials, and if you don't bring value, it doesn't do you any good. And this is just very wordy. Listen in as we work to unearth the wisdom and insights of the hustlers and heroes of history to discover the strategies, tactics, tips, and tools you can use to master the power of influence to achieve your own most daring dreams and goals. That right there, that sentence should be your description, and that's it. For show notes, music credits, sources for quotes and other works cited, as well as any relevant pictures, maps, graphics, updates, and more, visit us online at classicinfluence.com/show. For the record, Apple hates it when you drive people out of their software. So, nope, get that out of there. Besides, if you go down about an inch to the left, there's a button there that says website. So you don't need to tell people to do that. Remember, history belongs above all to the man of deeds and power, wrote Nietzsche. To him who fights a great fight, who needs models, teaches. You're trying to give them too much. What is your show? What can I expect from it? And why should I listen? That's it. Most of this, 80% of this is no. So we're going to listen to episode 15 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Here's the other part of putting your credentials up front. There's a part of me now that's like, all right, Harvard, let's see what you got. So he teaches at, where did I see that? He teaches now at Columbia. Here we go.
There is no value judgment more important, no factor more decisive in your psychological development and motivation than the estimate you pass on yourself. Nathaniel Brandon. Welcome to the Classic Influence Podcast, episode number 15. The title of today's message is Develop Deep Self-Belief, Napoleon Bonaparte's Lucky Star.
Wow. Right into the deep end of the pool.
Welcome to the Classic Influence Show, where we explore the timeless lessons learned from the legends of influence, leadership, power, persuasion, charisma, hustle, and grit. Listen in as we work to unearth the wisdom and insights of the hustlers and heroes of history.
Great production.
Discover the strategies, tactics, tips, and tools you can use to master the power of influence to achieve your own most daring dreams and goals.
Right.
Stay tuned as we uncover the secrets of the saints, sages, sinners, and superstars of success. And now, your host, author, and speaker, Johnny Welch.
Okay.
Hello, this is your host, Johnny Welch. Welcome to the Classic Influence Podcast. You can find the notes and free resource guides for this show on our website at classicinfluence.com, where you will also find more information about us, including my book, Mastering the Power of Grit, which you can get on Amazon. Check it out, Mastering the Power of Grit.
Right.
And very soon, my new book, The Magic of Assuming Command, which will be out this spring. Awesome. I also have a free bonus supplement for this episode, a resource guide on self-belief, if you want to uncover more tactics, tips, and tools around this topic. This issue includes a self-belief evaluation tool, a self-belief hall of fame with a number of examples from Hannibal and Churchill to Sun Tzu and others to get you thinking more resourcefully about your beliefs. This guide also reveals 5 key strategies for developing self-belief. All this is available for free at classicinfluence.com/belief.
Okay.
Check it out.
Enough with the commercials.
Let's get into today's episode.
I'm with you.
Develop deep self-belief. Napoleon Bonaparte's Lucky Star.
Got it. Okay. So far, okay.
When Napoleon Bonaparte was a boy living on the island of Corsica, his grandmother gave him a beautiful star sapphire, accompanied by an extraordinary prophecy. "Be sure to take good care of this," the old woman told a wide-eyed Napoleon. "It has the power to bring good fortune. And whoever owns it," she prophesied, "is destined to become the Emperor of France." The Corsicans were known as a superstitious people, and the young Napoleon eagerly accepted the rare gift. In fact, he kept the precious gemstone his whole life.
Yeah.
After all, in his mind, this prophecy was fact. His rise to the pinnacle of power in France was inevitable. Of course, the prophecy was absurd. After all, France was a hereditary monarchy. And Napoleon was more Italian than French. In fact, France had only purchased Corsica from the Italian city-state of Genoa a mere 15 months before Napoleon was born.
Okay.
In short, Napoleon Bonaparte was an outsider to France, a fact that was made all the more apparent by his poor facility with the French language and his thick Corsican accent, but also the original spelling and pronunciation of his name, Napoleone de Bonaparte, which he changed when he was 27 so that it would look and sound less Italian and more French.
Okay.
Once he left Corsica to go away to school in France, these seemingly superficial differences were made worse by the routine bullying he endured for his short stature, awkward mannerisms, and in comparison with his peers at the military academy, his lower status as the descendant of relatively poor, minor Italian nobility. Napoleon continued to struggle as an outsider throughout his youth, even to the point of briefly contemplating suicide.
So this is the whole thing. He has to overcome his shortcomings. So that's it. Took us a while to get there.
Alone yet again that evening, the 17-year-old Napoleon wrote, "Solitary amidst men, I return to my room to think alone and to abandon myself to melancholy. Where does it lead me today? Towards death." Alas, it was not just a lack of social companions. Napoleon also struggled in his early career. From a fervent Corsican nationalist to a failed romance novelist, Napoleon and his family ultimately had to flee from Corsica entirely, moving to the French mainland, where Napoleon once again was forced to reorient his life, loyalties, and career.
great production, and the beginning of your show is basically a commercial for your book and your website. And that was fine, because once about the time I was like, all right, enough of this stuff. You really, if I had one thing about this particular podcast, you, and I thought I was bad, you guys love adjectives. So the whole blah, 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 and yada, 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 and grit. And the reason we're always ending with and grit is because that ties into your book. But it just seems like everything is super duper, just here's more words to explain something that we could explain in about 10 words. But instead, we're going to use these big words, many of them, many words that are large. They're bigger than small. They're more adjectives and grit. And so I'm just kind of like, all right. The other thing you do, which I realize is your bread and butter, but like literally 3 seconds into the podcast, you're hitting me with some super deep thought. And that's a bit of a culture shock when you start off and you're like, hey, I'm Dave. Nice to meet you. You can't read a label from the inside of the bottle. And you're just like, wait, what? Huh? So that to me is, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is, you start right in the deep end of the pool. And so the story of Napoleon, any story, you got to get to, why do I want to listen to this? And it was whatever it was, his deep star secret, something, something. And we still, to the best of my knowledge, hadn't got to it. So I was looking for, what does our main person, Napoleon, have to get over? Because every story, you got to have some sort of drama. Otherwise, it's boring. And it took a while to get there. And the fact that he was short or whatever it was. But I don't really care that he wasn't really Italian because he was French or vice versa. Let's get to, what the heck does he have to get over? So for me, this just moved a little slow. Your description was, again, what's the name of your show? Why should I listen? What can I expect? And it just, everything has a whole bunch of information that I go, do we really need that? I think this might actually be an episode of the School of Podcasting in the future, because so many times we give everybody everything. Because that way you are, whoever shows up, they can find the information in there somewhere. And that's the problem. When you confuse, you lose. And so for this show, I like the fact that it had a little table of contents at the beginning. And today we're going to talk about Napoleon and his blah, blah, blah. And then we did like about a minute and a half of plug the website, plug the book, and then your description again. The really nice deep voice guy had that description, but it was just keyword, 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 keyword. And I don't know, it didn't do anything for me now. The other thing is, you always have to consider your source. And I am not much of a history nerd. And I think we can learn from our history, but it's got to be entertaining for me to stick around. I loved the series on the History Channel about men that shaped America. And it was like Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller. That was great, but it was done in a very entertaining way, and it was a story, and the stories got to where they needed to go quickly. And in my case, for my level of how much I like history, you didn't get to anything fun yet, so it was a little slow for me. But if you would like to chime in on this, feel free to come over to the website. That is podcastrodeoshow.com. Now, you are obviously reading. And that's another thing for me. I can't, that it's got to be a really good story if you're going to read to me. And if you want to hear a really good story, listen to That's How I Heard It by Mike Rowe. These are really quick historical stories that are super entertaining for those with a short attention span. Well, that's me. So for me, this one didn't hold my attention. It just moved a little slow. And again, if you want to chime in on it, podcastrodeoshow.com/264. You can leave a comment there. You can also call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. And again, if you swipe left, right, up, down, whatever in your app, you'll see the phone number right there. Now, if you'd like to have your show right here, go to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. You get my honest first impression. And of course, you get your show and a link to your website right there in the show notes. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. You need an outside point of view. Thanks so much. We'll see you again real soon. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.